This is Fresh Air. Last week, Hulu dropped the third season of its acclaimed comedy-drama series, Rami, which stars Rami Youssef as a millennial trying to make sense of his life as a Muslim in America. Our critic-at-large John Powers says watching this new season made it clearer than ever that Youssef has created a great show, bursting with ideas, jokes, provocations, and genuinely deep emotion. Here's John.
Late in the new season of Rami, its Egyptian-American title character is talking with Dennis, a white guy who's converted to Islam. Far stricter in his Muslim beliefs than Rami himself, Dennis vehemently divides the world into things that are either halal, meaning permissible for Muslims, or haram, meaning they're not. Gazing intently at Rami, he says, "Only engage in halal comedy." That's just what the show's creator and star, Rami Youssef, refuses to do. Ever since this award-winning Hulu series hit the screen back in 2019, Rami has juggled the halal and the haram to fashion a daringly brilliant comic drama about Muslim life in America that aims higher than almost anything else on TV. Its third season finds Youssef leading us into murkier waters than ever before. As you may know, Youssef draws on his own life for his character, Rami Hassan, the millennial son of an immigrant Muslim family in New Jersey, led by his Egyptian father, Farouk, played by Amr Waqid, and a Palestinian mother, Mesa, that's Hayam Abbas. His patriarchal parents favor Rami over his rebellious sister, Dina, that's May Kalamawe, even though she, not he, is the hardworking, reliable one. Rami wants to be a good guy and spiritual Muslim. Yet even as he refuses intoxicants and dutifully prays, he's constantly watching porn and sleeping around. As he vows to change, his friends, devout Ahmed, acid-tongued Steve, and blustering Mo, who now has his own show on Netflix, all think him a galloping narcissist. And in fact, over the first two seasons, we come to realize that, as boyish and amusing as Rami can be, he wreaks a lot of emotional damage on those around him. Season 2 ended so perfectly, with a cruel betrayal and Rami once again hoping to become moral, that I thought the series could have stopped right there. I wondered if there was anything more to get out of watching Rami shuttle between Muslim aspirations and sexual shenanigans. Youssef evidently sensed this too. In the jam-packed Season 3, Rami turns his attention away from both God and sex and, to the horror of his parents, gets into business with Israelis. Even as supermodel Bella Hadid joins the cast, Youssef deals with tricky topics that American shows usually skirt, including abortion and Palestine. And he does it all in a show that's funny. Here, Rami responds goofily when his Israeli contact says that Arabs and Jews have deep affinities.
Our traditions have a lot in common.
Yeah, I've always felt that we share this deep Christmaslessness, you know? Like not celebrating Christmas, right? Like this whole country is like worshiping Santa, and we're like, no, I don't like something. This doesn't feel right, you know. I remember being in kindergarten, everyone's talking about Santa. I look over at this kid Ari, and I'm like, dude, we know the truth, you know. We know this is just like a capitalist lie. Like Santa is not, it's not in the texts. Like none of the testaments.
Over there, we have conflicts. But over here, you see our brotherhood.
Rami has been rightly lauded for its groundbreaking portrait of Muslim American life from the inside. Interested in everyone, Youssef devotes whole episodes to both of Rami's parents, who are disappointed in their hopes for a grander life in America, to his sister, who's tormented by Islam's values, and to his bullying uncle Nassim, that's Leith Nakhli, a coarse anti-Semite and misogynist who has sex with men, but refuses to think he's gay. The show sets out to transcend cliches about Muslim American life and reveal its vast range, giving us devout doctors, porn stars, hardworking immigrants, and charismatic Sufi leaders like the one majestically played in Season 2 by Mahershala Ali. Season 3 takes us overseas to depict an Egypt far different to the one Westerners normally see, gets Rami stuck at a checkpoint in Israel, and drops us into a gaudy Muslim expo in New Jersey, where everyone from jewelers to media-savvy imams are working to rake in the dough. Yusuf keeps pushing into places nobody else has gone. His season one episode on 9/11 is the best thing I've seen on being a Muslim in America after the attacks. It's in this episode that Rami meets his truth-telling friend Steve, wheelchair-bound with muscular dystrophy. He's played by comedian Steve Way, who has the disease. They bond when Steve jokingly greets him as terrorist. Rami and Steve's scenes throughout the series bristle with a fearless honesty that's startling. Yusuf's boldness doesn't falter in season three. Even as Rami grows increasingly unlikable, his family appears to be falling apart, with Farouk, Mesa, and Dina each being swallowed up by confusion and feelings of failure. You wonder whether the series will wind up being a traditional comedy, in which order is restored to a chaotic world, or is turning into a slow-motion tragedy, in which everything that felt solid when the series began implodes. It's one measure of Rami's richness and complexity that even in this new season's finale, we still can't be sure.
John Powers reviewed the Hulu series Rami. On tomorrow's show, actor, writer, and performer Rachel Bloom, best known for starring in and co-creating the Emmy Award-winning show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, she has a new memoir called I Want to Be Where the Normal People Are. And she stars in the new Hulu series Reboot, about writers and cast members rebooting a family sitcom from the early 2000s. I hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Al Banks. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.